You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We are 6 days in front of the NBA trade deadline. We just talked about an awful lot of that with Nick Friedell. And, you know, he did bring up the DEFCON 1 option that is simply, what if Kevin Durant? Oh, boy, here we go again. All right, Lucas, you've been crunching some numbers on the trade machine. What do you got?
So it gets a little bit difficult because the Warriors, and I checked my sources, the Warriors cannot trade Andrew Wiggins until October because he did sign that extension in the offseason. So he will be a Warrior through the end of this season. There is the tough part always in these trades is matching the money, but it can be done. So what I've drawn up for you is...
Do I have to trade Steph Curry to get Kevin Durant?
You do not.
Okay, but, good, because that's probably a non-starter.
But you may have to trade the second most impactful player on this Warriors roster, who is Draymond Green. So it would be Draymond, James Wiseman, Jordan Poole, and however many first-round picks the Nets need on top of that for Kevin Durant. So probably, let's say two firsts. Two firsts, Jordan Poole, James Wiseman, and Draymond Green for Kevin Durant.
I mean, if Draymond's walking anyway, or isn't a not going to fit him into the future plan situation anyway, Draymond and Jordan Poole being forever linked together, even in a trade, that would be a little... No one expected that when you know what happened. I'm going to give it a 1% chance.
That's generous. Because on the other hand, on the other side of that deal, Brooklyn's going to want more than two picks because the picks they'd get would be down the road. Because the Warriors aren't swimming in picks now. And I think they'd want more immediate help. And truthfully, the Warriors aren't providing enough living help now to make up for Kevin Durant. So I don't see how that works.
We go to Warriors Ron, who's been waiting patiently in Berkeley. What's going on, Warrior Ron? You want to talk deadline? What do you got?
Yes, I got two trades, one short term, one long term, and a couple short scenarios. But I'd like Bible for Wiseman. And the reason is it seems like the development is taking a little bit too long for the organization. And Kerr, I could see a little bit of frustration there.
Why would the other team want James Wiseman? Fible for Wiseman. Why would Philadelphia do that?
Well, for one thing, I think Fible's on the bench right now, and I think that they could wait as far as the development. It's taken a while. I see a development of at least 2, maybe 3 years for Wiseman. The development is very slow.
It has been, and I think Philadelphia would notice that too. And real quick, and you said you had another one. We'll take it.
So the other one is the long term. You guys hit on it pretty good. You took Wiggins out of the trade. But what I would do for Durant would be Poole, Green, Kuminga, and Wiggins. And
thank you very much for the phone call. You are out of the realm of mathematic reality in that now.
Well, you can't trade Wiggins anyway.
Right.
You're talking about doing this deal now. So that's it. That's the non-starter.
But thanks for listening.
Durant has obvious appeal, but don't forget, Joe Tsai played hardball during the summer, so I cannot imagine they're all of a sudden going to be in a generous mood now.
He probably isn't, but at the same time, he's got to be looking at this like it ain't going to happen. Like, this is not the version of a team that will deliver this franchise to where I want it to be someday. I mean, it is obvious that this current inception of the Brooklyn Nets is dead on arrival.
But here's the other thing. If Nick Friedell's right, and that any Durant deal would have to include Ben Simmons. Now you're talking about two massive salaries, not just one. So I don't know how the math works in that situation with anybody, because now it's two max deals. You can't, you would have to, if you were the Warriors, you have to start putting Stephen Curry in that discussion. And I think that's the non-starteriest.
Well, was that for a Kyrie deal or a Durant deal?
A Durant deal.
Well, you couldn't take both. No one could.
No, well, that's my point. And I think if and I'm, this was Friedel's concept. It said, if you're going to do that, you have to get, the Nets have to get Simmons off the roster, too.
We go to the dog trainer in Milpitas. Dog trainer.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing? Great show. Always like to hear you guys when I'm driving, especially in the crazy weather. Makes life easier.
Thank you.
Hey, so I got two quick comments. The first one is, we all know it's a lot easier to know where you're going to do something. And when you play offense, you know where you're going. When you play defense, you don't. So that makes the game mentally twice as hard. Then, when you're on offense, it's easy to run where you want to go and move where you want to move. So your body does something at one level. But when you've got to play defense, I would rather play offense for 28 or 30 minutes and not have to play any defense than to play 15 or 18 minutes of offense and some tough defense, because it takes a lot more out of you to play both ways, just like in football. And that's what you've seen with the Warriors. You got guys that can still pop some threes. They can still move the ball. They can still score. But they're not playing any D because they're getting old. And that's the problem with this team. If you show me any of these guys can run a quarter the length of the floor and make up ground on a fresh guy on the floor, show it to me. But I don't see Curry stripping any balls, catching people from behind. I don't see Clay running up and catching guys to get by him and catching them from behind. I don't see that anymore.
Well, look, let me just say this. I think that the we are as superior of an athlete as the team that we're playing against, who is, you know, markedly younger than us. I think that those days are behind them, but I'm not looking at a lethargic, instantly old, visibly old basketball team. I'm not looking at that. I'm not seeing it. It's not a lack of ability to do it, or you're so old you can't do it. It's too much fouling. It's too much reaching. It's too much making it easy. And I don't think it's an age problem. And if it's an age problem, how come the young guys on this team aren't able to fill the bill with all their, you know, pent up young man frustrations in them and all that energy that they're supposed to have that the older guys no longer possess?
And they didn't all get old simultaneously. Last year, they led the league in defensive rating. Now they're like 14th, and they're lucky to be that. I think it's the inconsistency of their defense, because they do show flashes when they can do what they've done in the past, but they don't sustain it. And I don't think that's age. I think that's attention to detail. And I think sometimes it shows up in the young guys, sometimes it shows up in the veterans. But it's clear that their devotion to that end of the floor has waned as a group.
How about this? If anyone wants to call in with another trade idea, it has to be based in reality. Can we just agree on that? That any trade idea that you're going to bring up here just can't be like, I want to trade you this player for all the fond memories I have of players that don't even exist anymore. Like, let's at least be delving into things that could happen, not wish could happen.
That's going to cut down on a lot of calls.
That's what I'm looking for.
And I will say this, Murillo, who you have on your board, will bring up a good one, because I've heard his idea before. And I will also say that, Ray, it was Simmons and Kyrie have to be linked together, because it doesn't make any sense if Kevin Durant, it wouldn't make any sense for the Warriors if Kevin Durant and Ben Simmons had to be traded together. It's too much money.
All right. This is Murillo in Petaluma with his well-thought, researched trade idea. Hello.
Hey, guys. Listen to you guys every day. First time calling. My trade idea is realistic. It's a guy that could help. the problem is a team that will hit the seller market right now, I don't think they will be interested in trading for Wiseman as a big, because you have this French kid coming down the pipe. And if you're about to tank and give up on the season, you might as well aim for him instead of Wiseman. My trade suggestion would be Wiseman, Moody, and a pick maybe for Kyle Kuzma. The salaries match. He could help us right now. But I'm not sure if the Wizards are interested, right?
Yeah, you would have to gauge the interest of them. But that's a deal that if I were the Warriors, here's the thing. There is a certain point where they need to stop worrying about the what might be and pivot to the what is. And what is the rarest and probably last chance you're going to ever have to repeat as NBA champions. How seriously do you take that? How serious of a franchise goal is that? If it's a serious goal to repeat as champions, then yeah, you give up what is further down the road future for an immediate return right now. Kyle Kuzma doesn't sound like he is the sole difference between this team winning a title or not. But then who could ever make the argument that James Wiseman would be that? Because he can't even get out there and play. They need guys who are actual bodies who play basketball in the NBA this month.
You know? Yeah, and Kuzma's actually been pretty useful for Washington. So that's not even close to a conceivable deal, at least for the Wizards. I mean, the Warriors would do it yesterday, but you have to get the other guys to agree. You can't just kidnap players.
That's too bad. Although I do believe that is the plot of a bad Damon Wayans, Dan Aykroyd movie. Boston, Pride of the Celtics, where they kidnap the other team's player.
I'll take your word for it, but I would agree it sounds like a bad movie.
It is a bad movie.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.